episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Janice and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me sound like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker.
You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Bella said you're so funny.
Contemporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Now recording. Rick and Roro, episode number, is it 41? Episode 41? Guessing there. Episode 41 on August the 2nd. We're in the pinch and the punch for the 2nd of the month. Rollo, are you in the room?
How are you, mate? All the power went out on the east coast of Australia for the last 10 hours.
Yeah, no, the power went out. Power went out when I was doing a job this afternoon. All the lights went out. And
crazy.
It's my son's birthday today, and I said to him, he's going to come over, and I said, make sure, because when...
Is he the good-looking one that's writing he's the good-looking one that's writing the new Galaxy Quest 2?
This is an even better looking, this is the one who I think
should be modeling. Looking? How many he's sons modeling. Do you have?
They're both good-looking, but this one looks like a model, I'm telling you. He's got the looks.
Oh, let's give him a pseudonym, Gabriel, right? It's Gabriel we're talking about
here. No. This is my oldest. This is the one that 21 years ago.
Give him another pseudonym. Neil. We'll call him Neil.
Adolf.
Little
Adolf.
Why not?
Little Adolf.
Adolf Patrick Harris. Not Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris.
Anyway, is it episode number 41 of Rick and Roller?
I think so, yeah. Last week was, I listened back to it. Because we were being so we're honoring again.
Right, shy.
Oh, look, Rick, I'm from beyond the grave.
Sharon, but Amy, while
I'm up in heaven, I want to say to Amy and Sharon, Ozempic, just stop it. Stop it. It's like, it's not doing you any good whatsoever.
I'm here as a registered conspiracy theorist of 42 years. This year, at least, and possibly, you know, when I was 15, I was possibly one before that.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you, there is no coincidence that Ozempic, which is the biggest, they can't manufacture this thing fast enough, right? And the fact that Aussie died, his wife and two daughters are all using it. It's like this giant global commercial for Ozempic, which is manufactured by a company, Novo Orders, whatever. Like, it sounds like New World Order to me.
Okay.
And it's got a car with a satin logo on it in between. It's really ancient symbol, like Pfizer, which was the name of a demon, I do believe. Backwards.
Well, I thought it might have been Pfizer, but let's have a little look. Rollo's balcony. Here we go.
It's called Novort. It's
Novort. I know. Mm-hmm. Well, let's have a little look.
Now, this is a giant. I'm telling you, this is a giant psychological operation to get people into thinning themselves down to death, slimming to death. Okay. As in clubbed to death. Go clubbing and getting clubbed to death was a great song back in the day. Rob D. Was it Rob D that did Club to Death? Electronic song from the 90s?
I'm sure. we're actually going to be joined by Velocet. So let's just have a little look here. Thanks for waking me up, by the way.
Nova something or other. I'll tell you. I put it onto Rick.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Ancient symbol. I didn't put it anywhere near there. I didn't put it there because it's a bit above your pay grade. I thought you wouldn't be interested in it.
Here we go. That's
you're listening to
Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Now, good evening, and you're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 41, on the 2nd of August, 2025. And back to the hosts, Rollo and Rick.
Hey, buddy. Novo Nordisk. Novo, big spikes, Nordisk, and it's a cow.
It's got a calf with
Satin thing between its horns.
There you go, 100%. Evil Malthusiance installed in that logo.
And you wrote this, maker of Ozempic. Where do you go with this logo? Far out. I'd see a Saturnine sacrifice here, whatever. I don't know what that means, but
that's what I meant.
Come on, let's talk about Amy. Amy, beautifully, clear. Amy,
Amy,
and because they were all at the funeral the other day, and the fella that you met, the Louis. The guy that you had, Louis.
Well, they call him. He was there too, the half son that you spoke to for an hour because he was doing
his keyboarding. Oh yeah, he's a DJ, was he? I was.
He's a DJ.
I thought he was actually a musician. But
no.
Yeah,
he's a DJ. He's about 2 years younger than me, so he'd be.
I wonder if Louis is doing it as well. I mean, does he need to?
No, he's quite chubby.
What do you think it is that the Ozempic? Do you think it really gives you an exhilarating high as well as weight loss?
Tell me what you think, or what you've heard. Well, this is first person anecdote. I was at a client's job, extraordinarily wealthy American / Bulgarian or Romanian or whatever she is. Sure. Extraordinarily wealthy. Her husband made all his money from carbon credits. And she said to me... I'm taking... It's not... Because I've just been listening to the latest Crow show about what are those things called? The peptide. The amazing story about peptides, how great they are. So apparently, Ozempic is not a pharmaceutical. It is actually a form of a peptide or a hormone. It's designed allegedly for diabetics. And this chick said to me, she had a gut on her. She could not shake. She goes to personal training. And she went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you've got a kind of a diabetic condition. Now, I have to say, I had the same thing last year, but it was more to do with my thyroid, obviously, not functioning properly. Because I had this kind of weight that I couldn't shake all the time. And it kind of went away after I stopped drinking as much. But it wasn't that. I took thyroid and I took things for your thyroid, and it's not there anymore.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
She lost 15 kilos. She is training like a bad woman, going to the personal trainer that she's got, probably paying $150 an hour for a personal trainer. But she said it's done wonders. But she said all her friends are just ordering it online and getting it. She got it prescribed by the doctor.
Now, do you have to administer?
Shoot it up.
Now, this is the question.
It's an injectable.
Ozempic is not a pill.
It comes in a pre-made, like an EpiPen, and you just stick it. It's got a really fine.
Right. So anaphylactic shock.
That's an anaphylactic. It looks like a blue EpiPen, and you just. And you click the
intermuscular, so you don't have to. It's not intravenous,
straight into the muscle, straight into your bum or your stomach or whatever you want.
Or where you want the weight to lose the weight. Yeah,
that peptides you inject into the area, which apparently peptides are fantastic. I have to investigate. But this if you use it wisely, according to the guy on Crow. I.e., you only use a quarter.
You will lose weight, but not to the extent, of Sharon and Amy and
Kelly.
Is Kelly and what about Jack? Is he on it as well?
No, he's still got a big fat face, just like the rest of them. But no, Kelly's looking extraordinary.
Jack is still fat.
Jack.
What about Lewis? Lewis on it?
He's fat. He's fat. He's not stupid.
All right then.
He's not stupid, and he looked a lot older than. But I hadn't seen him like that time I caught up with him. It was 25 years ago. He's definitely like me, myself. You know, we all age, but he's got it.
We all do. What did you think of when she was looking away when they'd strapped him down and they knew that he wanted to do something when he was getting up? I did actually watch the high quality footage where Ozzy was singing beautifully, by the way, and there were strict instructions: do not let him up. Well, we're not going to let you let him up. He has to stay where he is. And look, it was there. It was like beautiful.
He rose out of very much like if you've ever seen this great movie. Now, as I've already described Ozzy Osbourne as merely a Vincent Price character.
My name is Vincent Price. Vincent Price.
You do that up, very well.
Yes, I do. Yes, Rollo. Yes, Rollo.
And anyway, he if you've ever seen the abominable Dr. Fibes and Dr. Fibes Rises Again, that's how Ozzy came up through the stage. Like have you ever seen Vincent Price? It's a great movie. It's a real kind of a semi-comedy.
The chair with Ozzy on it came
through. He rose through the stage.
That's brilliant.
And he had a roadie behind him.
I love shit like that.
But wait,
one of my favorite people when it came up through the stage like that. I know it's pathetic, but remember Madonna when she was on stage once, and this guy called Psy.
Yeah,
it was called Gangnam Style. We had Velotet here, he would play Gangnam Style. It was such a big
Gangnam Style
thing. Gangnam Style, and then everybody dancing like that. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Like I'd never really heard of it. This is like
that was a joint.
15 years ago. It was a cult. Yeah, one hit wonder.
Yeah, and I know because when I'm
and Madonna was doing it perfectly, and everybody on stage was what about Gangnam Style? I know it was amazing. Well, that's the thing with Let me tell you, Rick. I was watching this new Dexter Resurrection, and the very beginning of episode two of Dexter War Pigs. It's the very first in the ride chair. It's in the ride chair. It's War Pigs. Like, I couldn't believe it.
That's a bit weird.
No, this thing was produced a year ago. Yeah.
Global PSYOP. So, okay, so it's produced a year ago. It just happened to come out when Black Sabbath is now the number one spoken about band. And Ozzy Osbourne, the number one spoken
believe
about
that it would planet. Be, yeah.
And the drug that Novordisc or whatever they call themselves, they cannot manufacture this stuff fast enough because can you imagine if you're a female, you'd be going, I want that drug now because they're going to,
If I'm slightly chubby, exactly. Whereas no.
Every woman wants.
Yeah, and why? Because they want.
They want
beautiful men like you.
This is my
to have a kiss
theory.
And cuddle with. Go.
My conspiracy theory is that they've whacked Ozzy Osbourne with some kind of fast acting Parkinson's. Just to get him to die in this mass monsturbation going on everywhere. And it's published. Basically, the biggest thing that's getting flogged there is Black Sabbath's and Ozzy's records and Ozempic getting jammed into every female with a big bum. No, they want a big bum. Yeah. They want a thin face.
I don't think Amy had a big bum. I looked at the picture that you showed me on that. Buy me a pony or whatever it is. And you look at Amy and you now look at Sharon, that spitting image of each other.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's scary looking to be honest. Look, I'm going to be quite honest here. Like, you know, I like thin women, you know, but also. Like
doesn't every I love thin women too. Christy is a little. They used to call her a rake.
Don't
a rake. A rake.
Oh, she's good. Okay, that's good.
Rake. So you know what a rake is? Rake. Yeah, skinny. Exactly, yes. Because she couldn't put weight on. She's got a bit of a tummy now, but she's like my age, 55. So.
Are you 55?
I don't know if Kelly.
Are you 5 years younger?
Man. Yeah, I
don't
know. Kelly. Kelly. Is she on a Ozempic as well?
Look at it. She is the fattest face of the whole lot of the old. Kelly had just like her mother, great big fat head, like pumpkin head type thing. All of a sudden now they've got skinny. Like this stuff eats away tissue and everything. It doesn't just, it's not
I
just
think
eating.
That's right. Yeah.
So therefore, I reckon it's a mass cull. The whole Ozzy Osbourne death thing is a thing to plug Ozempic. And this is the second wave of the cull after the vaccine is Ozempic. There we go.
Conspiracy theory. We were talking about Ozempic
about two or three months ago.
I've never even heard of Ozempic. What the fuck is Ozempic? I said, and
I tie it in with the Osbourne and the fact that it rhymes, Aussie Ozempic. This is not a coincidence. This is a mess. So this is like almost up there with COVID, because women are going to plug this. Women are going to stick and men. Are going to stick this Ozempic into their bodies as fast as you've ever seen. And you're going to see lots of skinny people. And what it's going to do is going to be eating away at the heart tissue as well. And it's going to cause a mass cull. I am a conspiracy theorist. I guarantee you I'm right.
Well, I know you're a conspiracy theorist, and so am I. And look, I'm in my man cave here in Cardiff. I've got to tell you where... The trains are coming.
Actually, to be honest, you do remind me of Ozzy Osbourne because you do stagger when you walk around. You do stagger about because you know, especially on your vodka.
What are you drinking tonight, Rick? What are you drinking?
I'm on the James.
Sharon. No, I thought you were on the goat, the greatest of all time.
I said on the goat. But I'm on the goat. G-O-A-T.
I really do like that beer. I really do. It's a very tasty beer.
It's fantastic.
No, I'm a bit naughty. I've still got 3/4 of this left to go. The Smirnoff and obviously. The Red Bull. I've still got a really huge can of Red Bull, and I've got this James Bates Premium. Yeah, that's all. But in my man cave, did we lose anyone new this week? I tell you what was interesting. We got a brand new South Park this week, and I watched it, and I thought it was hilarious. And the White House actually said, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Yesterday. So what they've done is they've made, because they all went to Mr. Garrison's house and he's with his boyfriend. And they went, all right. So then they went, holy fuck. And so they went to down to hell. What was it? Where was his name? Saddam Hussein? You know, the boyfriend with the, what was it? In 1988, it was so fucking funny. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Those guys are pissed off.
I was going to say, you're getting your ears.
I am old, but I never laughed.
Not as old as me.
So hard. Oh, hey, fuck, in the theater. I was going to give you a weather thing.
The wind stopped, but it's now foggy like you would not believe. Again, like last week. Foggy.
I can still hear the rain ripping on my roof.
Rollo, there was a mega cyclone, or I'll call it a mega cyclone.
Really?
Came through, yeah, Lake Cadai, which is not far from me. It's basically blowing trees, all the leaves off every tree was stripped. Mm-hmm. And so the road is just covered in green, like with there's tires, tire marks going through it. I have never seen, so whatever came through this morning was a cyclone for sure, mini cyclone.
All right, let me tell you a story about, and this is going out to now Verilicious, who's got Ranger. She just put a brand new picture of Ranger up.
Wow, a beautiful dog.
A beautiful dog. And you put a picture of that lovely little terrier.
He's so cute.
And Boris is still alive. Yeah. Get this, right? Scared the shit out of me, scared the shit out of Rosie. I had the front door open and we just copped a direct lightning strike. Three on the roof. Bang on the roof. It wasn't even a cracking lightning strike. We got them as bang. The first one. Okay. And she's sitting here on the brand new lounge that I've got here.
The second one hit everywhere. Bang.
Oh yeah. And then as she shoots out the door, and the third one, I saw the flash. And because we don't have any tall trees.
Luckily.
I went and grabbed her and brought her back in because there's like, yeah, if you get struck by lightning, the third one, oh my God, it was like, and she's freaking out. But anyway. So, what's it called? To end a story, a good story has a good, happy ending. No one got struck by lightning. So I just went, Rollo, this is for Joel.
This is a shout out to Joel. Last night, I drove back from the Sydney.
Yeah.
Right. I came back and I was I drive that drive every Friday. And I was thinking, if this rain's going to be as bad as what they said, it's going to be a nightmare. But it wasn't that bad. It was actually not too bad. I went through, I tooted out. You know, it was about a mile and a half from your place. And I got home. Anyway, there was a little box sitting on my hallway table that I've got, and it had from truthmeats.com on it. And I thought, this is the present that John said.
I saw it. Oh, beautiful.
Anyway, and so I was going, what do you have sent? Like, and I was trying to think of what would be useful, and he was bragging about how I'd be happy about it. Well, I opened it up, and there... What is that noise? What is that?
My piano in my man cave. That's my piano. Tell me about. I saw the.
So I opened up. So I've got. He sent me a custom-made Yeti. Because look, now, as I said to him, and I'm not talking about a Yeti from from Doctor Who.
Tell me you're drinking out of it.
A Yeti, not yet. I will be. No, this is for you. So you put for me, I always put two tea bags in one of these things, heat it, put hot water and a lot of milk, and I use it when I drive as a bit of a pick-me-up. Now, this has got a B-Tolt. The photos are on truthmeats.com. It's actually got the logo and everything etched into the grayness. So I've got a silver image of me saying, "Be told with Rick." And on the back it says, thank you, Rick. With, just like Donald Trump says to me personally, thanks for all your support in 2024-25. Regards, Velocet. And you're listening to
Rick and Roller. Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Nice.
Hey, fantastic.
Nice. So
episode number 41, Rick and Roller. And we're just going on the
Saturday the that's it. Yeah, well, we had a big power outage. Go.
I rang Jolo and I said, or I sent a message. I said, listen, that I am so happy with this present because I've stolen my son's one because I lost my one. I had a Yeti and I lost it, and so I've stolen one of my son who's out there. It's his birthday today, 21 years of age. Big day for him.
Again, we'll just call him Neil.
Kenneth.
Well, Norman. Whatever. Norman. We just don't want to give him a name yet until he's. No.
We said you dox him anyway, Rollo, so I don't. Oh, well, I yes. My calendar. It's now August, and what am I being told by the deceased Michael Lunig? It is a picture of a party going on with these people with funny curvy hairs on. Really cool.
Good.
Anyway, so Joel, that was such a good present because I use these all, and I've stolen my son's one. Oh, yes, I have. But now I don't need to. I can give his one back again. Because it's an awesome Yeti.
Let me just grab it. It says, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. And then and it says, thanks for all your support. 2024-25, regards, Velocet, Yeti.
What a wonder.
Yeah, it is.
So happy with it. I love it. It's because he said to me, you're going to love it. And I thought, what am I going to love? I'm such a fussy person. What on earth is he going to find me?
So you can actually put hot liquids into thing cold. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can click it and say, and it seals. So when you're driving...
And it's got a picture of you pointing. You'll be told because you are such a
pointing.
What
person.
Is it about your? No, just you love the sound of your own voice. You love what like is you. It? What is it about being known? Because
not at all.
Known.
No, but if I like being known, I'd be like a BLJ character, plugging himself everywhere. The only time I do not want, would never want to have more than certain amount of people listening and contacting you and commenting on you. I like to be obscure. I like us to be down the bottom of the pointy end. I call it the pointy end.
My wife is actually asking if the power's back on here in my man cave.
Yes, it is.
And I would say yes, it is, because, yeah, so I'll say...
Rollo, the yes. most concerning thing I've seen all week, and I always said Klaus Schwab has been sacked, and they're accusing him of... I'm going to read the story to you.
There's a probe. Well, I was going to read it to you, but there you go.
No, well, you got probed by the cops, and Klaus is being probed by the WEU. And I'm going to read it to you. Where is it? I have to get rid of a few of these things that I've got open on my.
They're called tabs. Yeah, I've got. I was on Pornhub before.
So your wank bank's empty.
I've never heard that before. My wank bank. But there you go. But apparently Klaus is. Yes. Apparently he is a little bit of a naughty boy with the girls in the office.
Well, I'm going to read.
But there's a probe.
He's being probed, and I have to find it again. So Klaus,
I know exactly where it is. Here it is. Let's Rollo's balcony. Rollo's balcony. Here we go. Now it's. Oh my God! Is that? Seriously, that woman in the brand new what's that movie, the comedy movie, The Naked Gun? Oh, she, Priscilla Presley, she should never have had any work.
Oh dear.
She does, doesn't she? The poor thing. Yeah, the same as. There you go. You found it. Here we go.
He says retires, resigns. He's been sacked. He's been sacked for sure. The dizzying down.
Here we go. Okay, I found it. Okay, so did you?
I'm going to read it now.
The astonishing fall from grace. The 87 year old king of Davos,
accused of misusing funds and inappropriate behaviour after more than 50 years as the head of the World Economic Forum. I can't read this because I have to pay for it. So can you read? Keep reading.
He wasn't perfect, but he's been stitched up. He wouldn't when people wanted him to. Let me just zoom in here. Klaus Schwab, the undisputed king of Davos, in quotes, for 55 years. But when the downfall came, it was swift. The 85-year-old founder of the World Economic Forum, which holds the annual conference at the Swiss Pine ski resort until its end, but over 2 days in April, when you took the photo of it, it's like cut.
In a statement sent to the Associated Press, the forum said that its board, which includes former US President Al Gore, Jordan's Queen Rania, and European Central Bank President Christina Lagarde as members, agreed the decision on its risk to all as in the audit committee to open up a probe. So he's getting probed. He's getting his digital fingers.
I made that joke earlier. I thought that was funny. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
So the allegations emerged 2 days after the WEF announced Schwab had retired, but I don't think he was retired. He was retired. With immediate effect as chairman, and the former Nestle chairman and CEO Peter Brabeck Lethmuth was taking over as interim chairman. You know, because Klaus has rung up on the show and he said that yeah, the guy's even more dodgy than he is. That's what Klaus told us on the show.
Yeah, here we are.
But apparently he stuck his crotch in the face of one of his interns. Can you imagine it? 85-year-old Schwab dancing around, sticking his crotch in people's faces. Now his wife will be very upset about this. And I do believe we're going to get a call from him tonight because I had a sobbing call the other day.
Hey, Rick. I got
a bit later.
on X, a lawyer suing Gates, Birla, who's with Pfizer, and Schwab over the COVID vaccine injuries, arrested in, and imprisoned in the Netherlands. Yeah. Now, this is a thing by Aiden Salazar. Now, reportedly blindfolded and during the middle of the night and midnight raid in the Netherlands
Sounds like the vodka's getting into your eyes at the moment. Your eyes are
it could vodka. Be could be, could be. Oh, hold on, there is a phone call coming in.
No, I hear a black hawk. Possibly a bit later, a black hawk. Now, a bit later, he might be coming. No, he said to me he won't be in for immediately, but he was sobbing on the phone. He's, you know, I got this message and it said Rick. He spells Rick with about five R's, like Rick or whatever. I can't do the voice. I cannot do that voice. It's a really difficult voice.
Well, you sent me Klaus Schwab's greatest hits, and hopefully if that's Bella said here, where the Telly said will play.
Yeah, I can't do Klaus Schwab's voice, Rollo. It's really difficult. It's,
but when I talk to him, I am Klaus Schwab. Yeah, no, you can't do it.
Absolutely useless.
Yeah, keep going, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to find the actual story though, where he's Klaus Schwab. Klaus.
Oh, do you want me to find it? I can. I'm actually.
You're good at this.
I'm pretty lucid. So yeah. So where exactly am I supposed to look? Yeah.
Let's
where
look,
am I
supposed Klaus to? Schwab, the demise from World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab accused of sticking his.
So where exactly is it? Rick and Rollo.
Did I send it in there? I'm not sure, but I'm just reading this out of the mainstream media that he's.
Oh, okay. You know,
and it's funny that they used 87. For him, apparently because he's 87. And then the very next page I turned over, it was Jeff Bezos does 80 something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
So he's doing 87. So there's two bald bad guys, and the number 87 mentioned on both sides of the paper. So I thought there's a there.
That's right.
100%. 100%.
There is a there, and I must admit, I'm.
So he's been stealing money.
Apparently
he was stealing money. Mm-hmm. Stealing money. He was being inappropriate to young females that were working for him, and one of them said, and so his wife, what's his wife's name? Not Helga. Hilda. Apparently, she's very upset. That's all. Just say this, and he's not allowed to come into the house. And I've got a feeling he's actually living in the dog kennel out the back, his guard dog kennel. He's actually living in there.
I can read this for you. So Bezos nets $8.7 billion from Amazon.
Share sales.
Now, Bezos, again, you've obviously, since his wedding to Lauren Sanchez last month.
Do you reckon she's on Ozempic as well? I'd say she is.
Yeah, he looks fine. He looks a bit like Rob Halford from she's definitely had work as well. I must admit, Jeff Bezos, I have to thank him for this brand new, it's called Dexter Resurrection, which is on Amazon Prime, which is Paramount Plus.
And it just happens to be Black Sabbath. Two. So you're telling me that they're using Black Sabbath's War Pigs on that show.
War Pig, exactly. Honestly, and this is where they're soaring. What do they call it? So this is the story they're actually they're selling the new Dexter is. What in Australia they call it Uber, you know, the Uber drivers. This guy was killing these. They call it ride sharing or something on the thing. I don't think they can use the word Uber.
No, it wouldn't be. They'll get sued.
They get sued or something. So, but this guy was like sawing the heads off with this which is ironic because it was the very first thing that the Dexter actually used in the very
what? So this
in
is
the
a,
very yeah
back in the back in my back in our day, Rollo, we watched the Waltons, Happy Days. one of my favorite, and she, apparently I cannot believe this. Maureen McCormick turns 69 on Monday or Tuesday. This is one of the sexiest women that TV ever had.
That's right. Marsha Brady. Now, she her life went so bad. Her life went so bad that she would, if you had a little bit of money and you had a little bit of coke, she would spread legs, sit on your face, and you'd get Marsha. I'm not kidding. We'd all, like, seriously, what about Joni and Chachi? Like, Joni, she would do the same. It's like, yeah, once you've got a type card, a little... Yeah.
I cannot believe that Maureen McCormick would have been a slut.
Maureen McCormick. I know everybody... Everyone's favourite.
The only person that she's second only to Susan Day from the Partridge Family. These were incredibly...
I think she kept her nose clean when it came to, you know, but... Everybody was in there.
She was back then. Susan Day.
Is she still with us? I think she's still with us. Yep. Look, honestly, what's your favorite Partridge Family song?
I Think I Love You. Oh, they got some great songs. Okay, which one?
Mine's the one, again, I think I might be a bit of a homosexual because I really did.
To be honest, David Cassidy and Susan Day
Who was the mother of the Partridge family?
Bill Clinton's wife. She does look like her. What's the name? Bill Clinton's wife.
Oh, Bill Clinton's wife. The one that was going for president in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
There
was people saying that she was being played by, what's her name, the actress?
Oh, everybody. Well,
David Cassidy's mother.
What finished David Cassidy off? It was the booze.
It wasn't the coke, it was alcohol,
yeah, definitely. He had Beatlemania type
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
As a child of the 70s, 5 years older than you, Donny Osmond and David Cassidy were people dying. In England, particularly, the English females loved both those guys. And when David Cassidy turned up, there were people getting crushed to death they were mobbing him. And there's a great footage of one of my favorite songs. And apparently, interestingly, Ozzy Osbourne's favorite song was Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. And I would say that would have to be one of my favorite. It's one of the heaviest songs ever put onto vinyl was the Osmonds' Crazy Horses.
Yeah.
I
was watching an Aussie documentary the other day, and he's just like, going, when I was young, I was, you know, in this, you know, terrace houses, and, all I wanted was a room of my own.
Yeah.
I wanted my own room. Yeah. And so I got myself. And somehow I got myself a little piano keyboard and the way he explained it when he was young.
Ozzy Osbourne was a genuine working class knockabout.
How to get out of the fucking Rollo, out of...
Can you stop drinking vodka and just go to the beers? Because it's already slowing you down. Like, it's like
just say Julie Andrews.
No, I don't. If I say Julie Andrews, you probably just fall over and collapse. No, I'm saying I can hear that. I'm hearing you on the vodka, and it doesn't work that well on a chat. Particularly when you're talking to me. I was completely sober when I came on here. Completely sober. Eventually,
I'll drive anyone to drink.
You drink? Do. Yes, you do. Yeah. I'm surprised Chris isn't drinking sherry and vodka at the same time.
I'm here on my Pat Malone. I swear to God, I am on my Pat Malone. Yeah,
on your Pat.
I love it here. I'm honestly, I've never been happier being on my own.
Well, Rollo, this is a fantastic thing. As long as you can stay off the vodka, because I'm telling you, it turns you... Now, interestingly, I'll change the subject. So why couldn't I remember... I was watching on YouTube. I get barraged with all the stuff going on in England and Scotland.
Yeah, me too. Ireland, yeah.
Of hotels being, you know, full of dodgy-looking Afghanis, and Afghanis take the cake for being dodgy. They've been living a life of at a different level. And when they come over to England or wherever, they just get into making easy money because they're naturally good at it. You know, they can smell. They're good at it.
Well, I'm never going back there
to Afghanistan.
Never. I'm never going back to Britain. Never going back there.
It looks terrible.
I've got nothing to look forward to.
I was on Fakeologist on Sunday night, and I said, I want to know what's real and what's fake.
Uh-huh.
And I got another email from a terrific guy in Kerry, the fucking Kerry Mountains. You know, shut him with blood barrels. You know, major, what's his name? Captain Farrell shot him with
No matter what
you say, you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo. Actually, sorry. I'm going to
41.
Where's the continuity? No, hang on. You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 41 on the beat. My script's a bit oily at the moment. I've dropped it into the border. You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 41 on the on this.
Did you spunk all over your script?
Excuse me, Rollo. I'm not one of those rude people. I'm a continuity person from the ABC. And you're listening to Rick and Rollo.
You remind me of either of Andrew Denton and doing one of my favorite when it comes to comedy radio guys was... Doug Mulray. The hell are you, Doug? Where the hell are you?
Doug's dead.
Doug's, I know. Doug was so funny.
Episode 41 on the 2nd of August 2025. Now, someone sent me this footage of American cops. Now, I've got no sympathy.
Were they being good boys?
In this case, they were. Yeah. There was this black chick, and to be honest, I thought it was a man. This by the voice that was coming out of it. It sounded like a D. It sounded like Regan from The Exorcist going,
"What are you talking about? You get the fuck away from me!"
Linda Blair.
It was full on, and it took five cops to put her on the back to try and get handcuffs on her, and even then she was fighting them off. And what she was saying, it's just like The Exorcist. It was talking in the third person. It was like a possessed person, a demon, and it was going,
Leave the bitch alone.
It wasn't saying leave me alone. It was saying you leave the bitch alone. And there was five cops trying to put handcuffs on her. And I'm suggesting that she was demonically possessed, like a lot of the comments were put, saying, you need an exorcist, not cops. Now, there are things is going on. And then you see there's some other stories about that poor guy. Did you watch that poor? He was out the front of his own units, picking up garbage, and a 14-year in the service cop pulled up and said, hey, you know, and he started being friendly at first and he said, hey, what are you doing around here? And the guy said, I'm picking up garbage. This is the front of my unit. And he goes, can you give me some ID? And he says, here, he goes, are you fucking kidding? I'm doing the right thing, picking up garbage. So he gives him his ID and the ID didn't have this cop elevated the whole situation that he was holding his hand on his gun, and this guy was going. The guy said to him, "Are you just putting your hand in a gun?" He goes, "I'm picking up rubbish at the front of my unit. Everyone knows me here. Fuck off." And this cop almost gunned him down. Brought in six more cops, but eventually, so you got to watch it. It takes about this is on your on the Rick and Rollo. Rollo's Bell. You've got to watch it. And
look! I've got no love of the police force or.
Well, I think the American police recruit psychopaths. I think they recruit psychopaths because this guy wanted to kill this guy. All he was doing was picking up rubbish, and he said, He said, "Fuck off! Leave me alone! You got no business talking."
So
to
he
me.
Was doing Go some on. Sort of community service or something.
He was looking after his own block of the rubbish outside his own house. It was his house. He lived there. And this cop almost shot him and brought in six other cops to surround him. And eventually the superintendent obviously got called down. And he actually went up to the guy, the cop with the gun, and he said, look, this guy is genuine. I think you should calm down. And this guy's been sacked. He got demoted. The guy that he nearly killed got $130,000.
Is that what they said? Look, all I want to know is just
the guy.
There was a little bit of justice done. Just because you got a badge in a uniform doesn't mean you're a good. The other day
in America.
Well, in America, look, I got on the train the other day to go to my
probation,
my Tuesday thing probation. Where I have to hour is 1 year in hell, and there were two uniformed officers and I was actually dressed as totally as Dexter with the black sunglasses and the hoodie and they were eyeing me.
I've never watched Dexter. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so Dexter's is again Jeff Bezos. I've got to thank him. As whether you love him or hate him, Jeff Bezos, him and Paramount Plus and Amazon, that bringing him back to life has brought me back to life. I've absolutely. If you don't know what Dexter is, he's a serial killer. He lives by a code, and a code is you do not. Yep. Go.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you that this is all part of this whole psychological operation. They started it with a thing called the anti-hero back in we were talking about Clint Eastwood last week, right, or the week before. Clint Eastwood played an anti-hero, Joe, the guy who just goes around killing. He goes around killing people, plays two people off both sides, and he kills everyone and walks out. And everyone roots, and I'm talking about roots like in Australia. You root for the hero, the anti-hero. Now they've changed the anti-hero into a serial killer who is murdering people, and you support him murdering people.
I do.
This is called the Overton
Window. I've watched all eight seasons.
I'm going to say this. This is the Overton Window. So we've now made serial killers our heroes. And no greater evidence is this. They've got there's a TV show called Lucifer or, you know, it's actually Satan himself.
Yeah, I still haven't.
Is it what's it called? Is it Luke?
I haven't paid for that on Apple.
Is it what's Apple it called?
Plus, or what is that the one that you
No. No, I'm talking about that's the Severance. I'm talking about
Severance.
This is one of those shows that's on Netflix, and I think is it Lucifer Satan? I think his name. It's actually Lucifer himself. And he's the good guy in this TV show.
Okay.
Because everyone goes, they've made Lucifer into a good guy. It's a betrayal of Netflix and all these other shows to change the Overton window. So now we actually like serial killers, and you do. You think that's fantastic. It goes I understand.
Again, listen. Ease up. This is like... it went to 2011. So that's a long fucking time ago, right? Okay. And then they brought it back. Because they felt the ending was very unsatisfying. You know I forget his name, something C. I always think, you know, when you got a middle initial, Charles C. Riley, you know, you remember Charles Riley.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, exactly. Where you got a middle initial. No, this guy is a really, really, the actual initial guy that they wanted was a guy, Jeremy Renner.
He's the Green Hornet.
Jeremy Renner, he played in a miniseries called where the guy that he drilled hole. He played the serial killer where he drilled holes in your head and put your head in. It's a very famous serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
As a conspiracy theorist.
Renner played him. Yeah, and he said.
Really? So he played Jeffrey
and
Dahmer.
And then when, I don't want to do another bloody serial. He shouldn't have turned that down because
he had a bad accident and he nearly died.
Yeah,
he's only just got back because he was
being nice and his bloody snowplow fucking ran over himself. Yeah, How he survived that?
That's unbelievable. If you listen to the interviews with him, he was absolutely nearly dead.
Somehow
he managed to recuperate himself. Was that the word?
And he was only being, you know, what's it called? The rose to whatever, you know. It's good intentions, you know. But look, the thing is, he is a great actor. That movie, The Town, that he did with Ben Affleck. I swear that movie is so good. It's like we were talking about Val Kilmer and Heat and those sort of movies.
Terrific
well,
film.
The movies that
one
we have.
One of my favorite films is Heat. I've got a lot of favorite films though, to be honest.
Oh yeah,
but you've never seen to me the Heat. You know, Michael Mann was it? Michael Mann.
Yeah,
pouring water. Not
I think it was, and like seriously, this is why I'm honored to talk to you, because you had William Hurt and then Kiefer Sutherland or something behind you and in line or something, and that movie was a fantastic movie. I thought
Dark City.
Again, a lot of people don't even know. What Dark City? And you worked on that, and then you didn't you were just waiting in line to get your food. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
I've already said this too many times, but yeah, no. Yeah.
We'll go back
three episodes of Rick and Roller.
Mm.
And I was in the queue for breakfast, and I had William Hurt, who was an actor I totally respected because I was a big fan of the Big
Kiss
Chill.
Kiss of the Spider Woman. Remember Kiss of the Spider Woman?
And the Big Chill. Yeah. Big Chill.
Yep.
And it began against one. Also, Rollo, Lost in Space, the movie version of Lost in Space. And it had. I've never seen it, but Gary Oldman plays Dr. Smith.
Who played the original Dr.
Jonathan,
Smith?
Jonathan.
Yep, that's right. You collisionist clogs of clubs and clubs.
What a great actor.
Exactly, but him with the young Billy Mummy in the original. And people thought he was a bit of a creepy child.
I guess if you think about it, you know, because
what's it called when you're a kiddie fiddly type
Jonathan
thing.
Smith. Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan Smith. That's it.
Yeah.
And he had that beautiful voice that he could do that.
Hey, Rollo, interesting. Yesterday I had a conversation about voice projection. A client in her 80s. She said, look, I'm losing my hearing, but she said, I went to see a play at the Opera, it was some theatre in Sydney, and it had Belinda, I mean, what's her name from, she's an Australian.
Belinda Emmett?
Good guess. It was, she's a Kiwi actress. It also had Cameron Daddo, of all people. The chick that she was
good looking in his younger days. Cameron Daddo, who didn't want to fuck him?
Well, me.
Who didn't want to sit on his face? Me neither. But I'm a heterosexual. But that's okay.
Yeah,
keep going.
So Cameron Daddo Cameron Daddo was just a.
And his brother Andrew Daddo.
Cameron was a model though.
Yeah.
He hosted what's that show the dating show that everyone had to watch and I used to watch
Perfect Match.
After Greg Evans left and he's another dodgy guy.
Perfect. The robot would Dexter.
We just tied in Dexter and Perfect Match. There you go. Dexter was the loving robot in Perfect Match, and now Dexter is a serial killer that we all love. There you go. There, 100%.
Brilliant. Yes.
She said that she went to this theatre to watch the thing, and she said she could not hear Daddo, or it's Belinda Giblin, I think, and I know Belinda. Not Belinda Gilman. She's a Kiwi actress. But I said to her, they are both TV stars. They are not trained in voice projection. Because I actually did a course when I was doing this fitness thing that I did years ago. They brought in actors to teach us. Because they said, if you're in a big room and you need to talk to someone at the back of the room, you need to learn how to project your voice. Now, you are two people that do not need any coaching and how to project our voices.
Well, I was taught by the best. It was John Laws. I must admit. I know he's still with it. Yeah. Hello, world. Well, we this is the Rick and Rollo Nostalgia Hour.
Who was the last person to talk to him? Me.
Oh, I would say
was me. Yeah, I'll ring up and it's recorded.
We've still got that recorded. I'm sorry, I'm going to be naughty. I'm going to be naughty and have another one. A real strong.
Anyway, Rick and Rollo show has been going fantastic. Last week's one with Joel O producing was fantastic. It was a really good show. But
I spoke to him all afternoon. While the storm was raging here, it was just crazy that my man cave, and you're more than welcome. So Carter is just
Rollo. I will be guaranteed coming to stay there. Is there a comfortable bed with a lock on the door though?
There is. I will set you before I because I will
Is there a lock on the door? Worrying about you roaming.
What's it called? Is a granny flat is what we call here in Australia.
I'll sleep out there.
You're more than welcome down in the granny flat. And I swear, you've got Wi-Fi. You've got a fridge. You've got a stove. You've got a bathroom.
Oh, hey Rollo, I might come and move in there then. Hey, anyway, Rollo, can I just tell you? The other day, I finished with my favorite job, which I've now lost, sadly, the op shop, because of.
Oh, okay. So you need a new job. Look, seriously, do you know how many jobs there are here in Cardiff? There are so many because it's Rollo, it's what do you
Rollo? I have money. Like 15 jobs going on the same time. And sometimes you get them, sometimes you lose them because things change. And anyway, this particular job, the op shop, to be honest, it's probably a good thing because I've got so much stuff out of this place. It's not funny. I'm going to still keep going down there. But the other day.
I tell you, I was down at the mosh pit. I walked past the mosh pit.
Called
the mosh pit, you know, where the where they sell secondhand records and that here in Cardiff.
Is that a shop? Oh, that's a shop.
They call it the mosh pit.
Awesome. I love it. And that's a great shop. I actually walked in and I said to the guy, I said, this is the best shop I've seen for years. I said, these used to be everywhere. And he agreed.
Yikes. Rick and Roller.
Rick
back and after roll, the break.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 41, on the 2nd of August, 2025. Now back to our hosts, Rollo and Rick. Rick and Rollo, sorry. Thank you very much for getting it right there. I can't believe we bring in a moderator, not a moderator, a guy.
That's okay.
And he gets it around the wrong way. Anyway, Rollo, back on
this is the
episode. Oh, yeah, you start.
I'll tell you, I live two
a great record
3-minute walk. Awesome, my wife always, when she said she bought me this place, and I went,
she didn't.
I've got a problem with walking up the hill and then down and then, but it's just the beauty of the trains going past. And it doesn't matter whether it's electric because we're close enough, electric. We've got diesel, we've got the XBT, and we've got, of course, all the.
Rollo, they go past your house.
You know what's the longest one the other day? 47 carriages the other day.
Oh,
I just sit there. I sit there on my balcony. And I counted 47.
You know where I have that same rail line running by about a 5-minute walk from my front door. Less. I can walk down that same. So those same trains that go. Those same trains that go past your house are going past my house. Mm. And I get woken up at 3 a.m., 5 a.m., and whatever. But I actually find the sound like
I was going to hope you were going to say 3 a.m. in the morning. It's like,
it is 3
a.m. as opposed to 3 a.m. in the afternoon? Like, I always thought that was funny, you know.
No, I can hear Rollo. I know the time of day by the sound of the trains going past me because I've got one to 5 minutes. You know, your one's about 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 1 minute from your backyard. Less. Less.
Yeah.
I want to
talk about people who are doing early morning radio. Now, before
Jolo.
I mean, Doug Murray used to do 5 a.m.
Good stuff.
Who were the ones that I really loved? I mean, Richard Carlton, like he would do 5 a.m.
Mike
Carlton. Who was Richard
Carlton?
He was the 60 Minutes guy, wasn't he? Yeah, that's right.
Who had a heart attack?
But they're all gone now.
Can I just say this as a conspiracy theorist? He died, and I do believe he's dead because his wife is actually going out with this is a weird coincidence. The guy that I stay with in Sydney.
Oh yes,
on the couch, which I had one of the best sleeps I ever have is sleeping on a couch on Thursday night. In Sydney, because there's no trains going past. His father is going out with Susie. Oh, I shouldn't say the name, but Richard Carlton's ex-wife is now going out with a friend of mine's father. Coincidence? I don't think so. But
What about Renee Rivkin? Have you ever stayed at his place?
Nah,
I did.
No.
I smoked a cigar with her in the car. Yeah.
Did you? I met him on the Baywatch. On Baywatch.
Yeah.
He came hanging around. I've talked about it about five weeks ago, on the last five shows ago. Renee Rivkin.
My favorite was the Glazeville Bridge incident where I stayed. Nudge. Remember Hey Dad, the guy that went to jail for killing... Nudge was mine.
Yeah, me and
Nudge. We smoked bongs together and looked at beautiful.
Rollo, shut up. Julie Andrews. Rollo just brought up one of the biggest exports of mediocre comedy ever was a show called Hey Dad coming out of Australia. And it was screened, particularly in England and Europe. It was a big show, not in America. But the lead actor of the show, Julie Andrews, you can come back.
Robert Hughes. You got it.
He was groping. Some of the young one. 12 or 13 years of age or whatever. Yeah, and for sure, because the guy...
He was sticking his finger into her bits.
No, I don't think so, but he might have probably had a go. Oh, I'm not sure. He's still in jail, so you're probably right.
No, he's not. No, he got out of jail, and when he went into jail, the worst thing that can happen... He was just, even when he was, what do you call it? You're on your own.
Yeah.
So
Robert Hughes' wife was one of Australia's top film.
I don't know anything about her.
She was an agent. Yeah. Well, Kate Blanchett was her number one client.
Yeah.
So Kate Blanchett's her agent was Robert Hughes' wife.
Right.
Good stuff here.
What you should do is keep, especially if you're back in the day.
Keep away from young women.
Just keep your hairs to yourself. And Craig McLaughlin. Every fucking one loved him, right?
Yes.
Okay, he was serious. You think he was set up?
Yeah, absolutely.
When he was in the, what was it called? Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And so he was in character as Baron Frankenfurter. Yes. Yes, he was roaming around dressed in lingerie as a man with makeup on in character, and he was being a bit sleazy with some of the chicks. And we're talking about 20 or 30-year-old women.
It was, yeah. And he just needed to remember.
And they
if you're on, well, there you go.
No, they destroyed his reputation. And he tried to sue the Sydney Morning Herald, and he failed.
Did Bert Newton's? He worked on that show. The guy that actually wrote it, he's still with us actually. The guy that played the original Frankenfurter. What was his name? He's still with us. Tim Curry had a bit of a stroke. He's great to the fans, Jason Donovan. Jason Donovan was in
now
that
he's
thing.
Now he's still playing.
What's it called? Technicolor Dreamcoat thing.
No. Jason Donovan is at the moment. Well, he was last year. Still playing Frankenfurter, and the both of them.
Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it as well. Yeah,
Craig McLaughlin and him were Neighbours stars back in. Now Neighbours was one of the biggest shows in England ever.
Big time.
Ever. Yeah. And
it was bigger. It was bigger in England than it was here.
Way bigger. Yeah. So, and same with the other show that I worked on.
Home and Away.
I worked on Home and Away, and I was bemused to find
out. Is Ray Meagher still with us, or Ray Maher?
Flaming mangles. Yeah, you flaming mangles.
You know it. He'd have a go at that. Who was the Mexican? Yeah, you know, fucking my daughter Sally. Remember she tried. She. Sorry.
He didn't say that.
Sally. Oh, you can't even say Mexican anymore.
No, you can say Mexican, but you can't say fucking my daughter on Home and Away. They don't say things like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not fucking my daughter. Mexican. The only word I'm not allowed to say is the N-word.
I'm just saying that you're trying, if you're being accurate, Ray Maher. Did not
switch. Ray Maher, he did that show from the very inception.
And he's still and I think
now,
he's
still Sally, still going. Sally the girl. Here comes That's it. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going with this one, but he's obviously picked something really witty that we've said, and he's putting Mexican music.
No, it's okay.
Did you mention Mexican before? Did you?
You were just talking about Mexicans.
Hello.
You were just talking about Mexicans. That's why I brought that up.
No, he was fantastic. No, look, Jolo.
Which Mexican?
The train on platform 2 goes to Lithgow. First stop, Blacktown, then Penrith, then all stations to Springwood, then all stations to Katoomba, and then all stations to Lithgow.
Fantastic.
Lithgow. That's where you are. Lithgow.
It is. I'm sorry I'm late. I was just watching Pornhub.
So Rollo's wank bank. Rollo's wank bank is empty, so he had to go to get some.
Cheers, guys.
Be told.
I should have had the oh, where is it? Just so people know, I'm not serious.
On the east coast, there was power outage on the east coast, obviously.
The whole
from where you are.
Everywhere. No, but if you have a look at the map of the massive event that we're going through, it actually drops off straight over. It's Lithgow as part of it, so you would be getting some of it.
I live right next to the the train station, and the electric trains were still going. So there must be whatever power outage they must have power, because I swear to God, those things were still going.
The trains haven't stopped, but we had basically, it's like Port Macquarie at certain parts, like where my ex is, obviously, no power whatsoever from this morning. When I went to Lake Cat Eye, or it's actually spelled Cathy, but it's called Cat Eye, I've never seen anything like, whatever came through there blew all the leaves and the fine branches of trees was all over the roads. There were trees down fucking everywhere. There was something bad going down, be told. But it's gone now, and there's actually stars in the sky. I'm going to have to look up. Did you see the stuff that Verilicious posted on that? Those clouds over the Gold Coast, that is not normal. And miles and miles and miles of separated line clouds. I can't explain that one. That never happened when I grew up. I've never seen it like that before. I have seen it for the last 10 years, though.
Are you okay, Rick? Are you okay, Rick? Have you had a line? Are you okay? Just chill.
That's a apology.
Yeah.
Chill. Yeah, I'm fine.
Chill the fuck out.
I've just had a helicopter come past my house. I'm just about to go to the toilet soon.
Yeah, so I know where you're going.
I'm just looking at that video now. You're right. That's crazy. It's like a whole big blanket that's across the sky.
No, that is not normal, man.
Whoa, it's trippy. It's like AI.
It's like the zebra effect.
It's not. You're going to give me a seizure.
No, 100%. You know, it's absolutely fucking out there stuff. And that. So I saw that a couple of days ago.
We have lined up an interview with Klaus Schwab, but before
I'm just going to the toilet. So
you go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, and look, I want to talk to Joel just before, especially because my new man cave and everything right here. Joel, are you there, or would you prefer to be called Velocet?
I'm here. What's up?
Yeah. I'm just saying that my new man cave, I've never been happier. This beautiful...
Rolo.
Right next
Rolo,
to...
Rolo. This is Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. So I used to be with the World Economic Forum. Have you been ISAT yet? I'm not sure if you have.
Okay. So we've got... sorry, Joel. Look.
No, it's okay. You talk to Klaus.
Klaus. There's a probe. Now, this probe into your...
They are trying to probe me? They are trying to stick things up my cracker? Be told 100%. Rolo, I am innocent. That's spelled INOCINETNEET. Whatever. Rolo, I've done nothing wrong. I was the head of the field.
Why do you have to spell innocent to me? I mean, you
yes, I did say the Yusuga designated, BAGZINET.
Yeah, but what about Birla? And what about Gates? Your friends up there in Switzerland.
Rolo, they have betrayed me.
You have betrayed.
No, Rolo, they have said that I was exposing myself to some Yanka, it's
Who gives a flying fuck about that? I'm talking about Birla, Gates, Rolo, and you insisting on people taking the jab. Just my brother took the fucking jab. He was never the same again.
I was told if I did this,
Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
Rolo, are you fucking kidding me? My brother took that fucking jab.
Rolo, so your
prize is jab. He was never the same again.
Is he alive or is he dead?
He's alive, but he's not the same.
But he could
it turned him into a fucking
Rollo,
a fucking head paste. I don't know what the fuck's in that.
Rollo, I am living. It's a moment. My wife, what's her name again? Hilda. Hilda, she's seen the reports on the news. I am living in the doghouse in the back of my house. I cannot go to Hilda.
I'm in the fucking doghouse now. I live where I am now. Hey.
Then, Rollo, I want to come and live with you. I think me and you should move in together and become a couple.
You just said it was the happiest place you've ever been in that house, and they're screaming at the doghouse.
Rollo, Rollo, I'm going to be honest here. I think me and you, not
Bella, ask Klaus something.
Klaus was talking to you, and you interrupted him.
I'm bleeding out my fucking eyeballs.
Well, and you didn't even take a jab. So I guess you and your brother neither of you are in a good state.
I want to move, that's MOOF, into your, the Cardiff, CARTIFF, whatever. I want to move into the granny fleet. And me and you could become a couple, Rollo.
Is there any special? There anything special Rollo needs to accommodate you, Klaus?
I will. I would do. I've got ketamine. I will.
Shut up, Rollo.
Rollo, I won't. I have got the on the request.
Well, you probably need a big iron for your gowns and that, right? Like,
yeah, I do. I know. I need to have an iron for gowns. I need to have four guards on every door of every room. I need to have, what else do I need? I need to have a piranha pit built in the front. Have you
got a bowling ball polisher for your head?
It's ironic. It is ironic. We do have a piranha pit. Actually,
Roro, I think that I can move because Hilda has said, you are sticking your crutch in the front.
I can see it being just Rosie in a fish outfit.
Well, if Rosie wants to dress up as a fish,
it's a Timu piranha pit.
Velo, there is a sinkhole, a massive sinkhole in the back of my place.
That's a bad image.
Yeah, Rick and Roll. Here we go, Rick and Roll.
Be told.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
All right, Rick and Rollo. I will use the dump button on you, Klaus. Would you? Do you want me to use the dump button on you? No. I've got the dump button. I've got it.
Yeah,
ready
Klaus.
To go.
So, do you want us to dump on you?
Yeah. I will use the dump button because I love. Back in the day when I was like on, I used to love, like, I didn't care whether it was FM or AM. The dumb button was just the best dumb button. And if I could ever use the dumb button, it would be on Klaus fucking Schwab from fucking Switzerland. I've got a fucking piranha pit for you. Me and you will never be friends.
Rollo, I want to move
you. Look, don't talk over me. Two, I am the fucking boss here. I've got the best producer here. His name's Velocet, Joel.
I admire your loyalty, Rollo, but usually when someone's coming on being a character, you usually don't tell them to shut up. You're doing all the talking.
No, he's been doing this for the last 8 years.
Are you being a character?
Rollo, I want to move MOOF in with you to your the Cardiff,
Cardiff.
I've got some money. I've kept a little bit of money. I'm just going to say about $18 trillion I've got in my Bitcoin account.
What would you do with that? What would I do with that?
No. We're going to build a piranha pit. We're going to build a giant tower around the perimeter of the building to make sure that
you don't need to come and get.
No, Roro, this is me and you are going to be coupled. Not poofy coupled. We're going to be good friends, Roro.
To be friends. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you and Burla and Gates, you got a guy got smashed and put in prison. I don't like lawyers.
It's called collateral damage, Rollo. Collateral damage. Well, some people.
I don't like lawyers, but I don't like you more.
Rollo.
Okay.
I want to move in with you.
Don't say Rollo. There we go. That's our producer. It's a bit of music. Chill out.
He just scuffled off.
I dumped him. I dumped him. Good. All right, here we go. Here we are. We're back. Rick and Rollo. What is it? 41?
41? I think it's 41.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
What a producer.
Hey, well, you two are more than welcome here at my man cave.
I'm on leave after next week, so that'll be the time to do it.
Yeah, the man cave? Is it the whole giant man cave?
The outback bit, which has got a fridge and a stove and. Awesome. All Wi-Fi and what's it called? A shower and
fridge. A beer fridge,
but I haven't actually put new carpet or there's no bed in there. So
have you got a grill?
Rollo, where am I going to sleep? Be honest.
Well, you can sleep on the couch or on the lounge, whatever you want to call it. There's another bedroom and there's a bed there we can put together.
What did you do, Rollo? What did you do?
We can put together. You're coming to build the IKEA furniture for it.
See, Belted. See, you get that joke. You get that.
There's a bear.
There's no joke there, Belted.
Look, I'm not going to stuff. Said that. I've actually, to be honest,
putting shit together like that. Yeah,
15 or 16 years ago, and I'm looking at it right now. I went and bought a bookshelf from IKEA, and I remember trying to set it up and my former partner saying to me, going to work.
Good.
And I said, if I can't do this, I'm going to smash the fucking thing into little tiny pieces. And I said, she knew that I meant it too. I was so angry. I could not work out where it was going. And she went to
with the Allen key.
Why do you have to be mad?
I said, you just go to work. And I said, if this does not work, I'm going to smash it into fucking pieces.
Hilarious. Oh, my God.
But anyone that's dealt with IKEA knows what I'm talking about. It's like, it's for
sure. Well, I can buy from fantastic furniture, so they must have got their shit together.
Same
because,
thing
like,
dude, it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I need to go to the bathroom. Can we have a little bit of War Pigs? Ozzy Osbourne, bit of War Pigs.
Everyone plays it, Riley. You got to play something, come up with something different.
No, but this is for Dexter because Dexter.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean it's for Dexter?
By the way, I looked up that Dexter show and it's not finished. Yeah, there's only 5 hours. I'm not going to start watching it until the season's complete so I can finish it. I'm not going to watch five in one night and then there for three more months.
Calm down. Yeah, I know. Now, again, this is, it's not Jeff Bezos and, the guy that actually produced it. Oh, fuck. I forget his name. Someone give me his name. And
It's not Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos owns Amazon Prime. But Paramount Plus. But the thing is,
Roller, he has nothing to do with
He just said, I'm not going to chuck it all out in one go. In one chunk, it is the biggest thing on the internet at the moment. I swear it is.
Ozzy Osbourne's funeral, guaranteed.
What's the biggest thing you think?
That is pretty huge too.
He's obsessed with Dexter at the moment.
I remember not that long ago that other one came out, the prequel thing, and you were raving, saying it was the best show. And then this afternoon you're rubbishing, going, oh, this new one's the best show. Well, which was the best show?
That is true.
You used to rave about the prequel. It was like what came out last year or something.
I did. Yeah. It did.
I don't know which one to watch. I'm definitely not watching that Alaska one. I saw the first one. I thought, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, well, that one too was a little bit, again. All right. So where to start with that question? Okay. So the prequel, it had Sarah Michelle Gellar. It had Patrick Dempsey. Yeah. It had Christian Slater. It had,
so it was like Dexter as a kid? Is that the idea?
All these, young people that were doing a prequel thing.
Sorry for the noise.
You're all right, mate. And then the very latest one, I swear, it's just...
Rick knows how to produce. He's like, sorry for the noise. He knows it. Roller, just whatever. That's fine, mate. That's fine. That's all right, good.
My bad.
I'll play this voice. Rollo called me this afternoon. You got to hear this.
You have 9 new messages. Saved voice messages received today at 2:15 p.m.
Rollo in his saved messages.
I'm leaving you a detailed message. I'm not a serial killer, but. If you want your money,
he is a serial killer.
It's not that hard.
I saw the video.
I will need you a tough translation. I will give you.
I'll just leave it there for a bit.
How much? $300.
$300.
But he's using it. You got to come to my house to get the three. It's not like that would make me feel like I'm being paid to be his friend. I was talking about a donation because I wanted to give him the same gift I gave you. You know, I can't afford to give gifts if you haven't donated. So it's like, you know,
I have just been raging on about the gift.
All right, guys, right in front of me.
Can
I hear that again clean? I want to hear it clean.
No one needs to hear 5 minutes of you drunk calling me about being a serial killer.
I'm drunk. Drunk.
Yeah, you were drunk.
You thought the other call went on for a long time.
It was like two minutes, and then you put me on with Christy and made the poor lady have to talk to me because you went off to take a pee or something.
Yeah, that's true.
She was in my main.
I had her in my man cave. Yeah, that's right.
2 liters.
Later on in this
voicemail, you say there's no women allowed in the man cave. So I don't know what was going on there.
Oh, okay. Let's hear that. Come on.
We don't need to hear that. Anyway, I've just been watching Dexter episode 5. It's just superb. Murder.
See, he's possessed.
The guy is possessed. So, Joel, do not be afraid of Roland.
I'm afraid just listening to you.
Man cave.
It sounds like a Mel Gibson tape.
Okay. It does, a little bit.
Do not be afraid
to come and be here.
Just smile and blow me.
the children. It means that Sarah cannot come.
That's right, Sarah. So no
women are not allowed.
No women, no children. Okay.
Okay.
It's a new rule.
What about cats?
Can it's my cave.
Yeah, I'll bring my cat. Both of, I've got two cats now. I'll bring both cats.
Have you?
So you guys heard Joel, this already?
Joel, I didn't know you've got a second cat. I need a second cat.
Neo, what would be 5, 6, 7, 8? Neo is about 9 now. So I thought it might be a good idea because I'm not planning on traveling or doing anything wild. I'm just going to be living in a house paying off a mortgage for the next 20 years. So I'm like, it'd be good to start, like, get another one. Then in a few years, I'll get another. So there's a bit of an overlap. So, like, when one goes, it's not that horrible. I like cats.
You've got to do it.
I wanted Neo to be the boy of the house still, though. So I've got a little girl named Eva. I'll send you a photo.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I do so. I'm a cat person.
Joel.
Do you have
any need to be out the back there?
Rollo, you are vodka.
No. I'm just going to say. Is there any reason for Joel to be out the back of the Blue Mountains?
Out the back of what?
Blue Mountains. I've got a place here that you can live. You can live here for free.
I'll transfer to Newcastle Depot. That's a great idea.
Rollo, Klaus Schwab wants to come and live with you, and he will build two giant machine gun towers at the back of the property to shoot anyone that comes in there.
I want to rent it out.
To me?
But I would not to you. If you go in
show chat, that's Neo's the boy brown one there, and then Eva's the little girl.
Oh, I'm going straight away because I'm a cat person, as you know.
I just like because they're independent, they're smart, and you don't have to take insane care of them. They just do their own thing.
They liked each other, obviously.
Oh, she just brought a little teddy. She brought a little teddy out to me.
Oh,
we've got a basket of toys in the lounge room. She drags them all over the place.
Oh my god. It's so cute.
Yeah, Will she get on with Rosie? Like,
sure.
I doubt it.
I'm just looking at the photo right now. Here we go. This is my Catman do. Catman.
Oh, we will do him photos.
Oh my god! How cute! And you've got a ginger one and a grayish.
Have a look.
Whitish.
Yeah, where should I be looking?
She's got white, but she's got a black. She's got black ears, black tail, and black paws. So she's extremities are black.
Yeah, but they're sitting in the same room without killing each other. Obviously, you picked.
Oh, that was a rare moment. They're usually jumping on each other and carrying on.
I'm in the wrong room. Where should I be looking?
Live stream show.
The green room.
My live stream. Yeah, live
stream. Rollo. Your vodka,
what?
Really does you in, but it's always good.
Sober.
No.
I just want to say live stream.
They're very cute.
When you drink vodka, you just sound like this sad, lonely idiot.
Hear your voice. That's must have been a million years ago.
Not that long ago. When you drink
Shandy, tonight has left us forever. can I have?
No, yeah. Not Shandy. You're
no
not
song.
Shandy. No. Hey, did I contact you and tell you how wonderful I discovered that Kiss have actually got this amazing song they put out in 2012, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm like. They're listening to it and going, that can't be Kiss, surely. So last night on the road home, I listened to 96.3, whatever it's called, Gosford free radio, volunteer radio. And they were playing community radio station. And every time I come home, I ring them straight away and say, look, that was fantastic. Mm. And I'm being honest with them. And they always say, oh, Rick, we're going to be this, you know, Rick the truck driver, they call me. But I actually inform them I'm not Rick the truck driver. I'm Rick the, what do I call myself? conspiracy theorist cleaner would be the best description of me. But he plays so much good music, and I love listening to live radio. No, but I'm going to find the Kiss song.
Kiss.
It's such a fantastic song. Why have I never heard that song before? Here we go. I'm going on to the.
I thought you'd have it ready to go. I was going to go. Now, who was the lead guitarist? Ace Frehley, right?
Ace Frehley. Yeah, he's got some good stuff.
Yeah, and what was he did a cover of a song by the Rolling Stones. Kiss Dynasty. What was the second song of Kiss Dynasty? I'm a bit of a Kiss fanatic. Yeah,
I know. I'm going through all these songs I've been sharing onto the whatever.
But, you're right. You're on me.
It's called Long Way Down. Way down.
Long Way Down.
Yeah. I'll send it to Joel.
I'm sure I find it.
Off the Dynasty album, can't get. I remember that was the thing you said.
I'm talking about your thing
with Frank. Remember?
This is called. Actually, no. I shouldn't put. I need to put not J. I need to put V. Velocity. Very boom.
Off the Dynasty album, I was made for loving you.
See?
I've sent now this song Long Way Down to me is absolute perfect heavy rock. Paul Stanley wrote it, apparently. Mm-hmm. And your father met him, Rollo. Remember that? Now this is a really good song.
Yes, he did.
He did. Now Long Way Down only came out 2012, so it's like
So it's definitely worth a listen.
I've never heard it before.
Rick and
Roller.
Rick and
Roller
and
Millicent. Truth Needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
And Klaus Schwab has fallen a long way down from where he was 3 years ago.
So is that Peter Chris on the drums there? And
I don't think so. No, this is 2012. So whoever was playing with Kiss in 2012, they are fantastic.
Well, this is Bellator because I was made for loving you, baby, and you were made for loving me. We lost Eric Carr in 82,
yep,
who took over from
Eric Carr was a drummer.
Yeah, where Peter Chris, Peter Chris had a little bit of a problem with, substance.
Substance abuse.
Yeah, exactly. And
can I finish what I was kind of
Bruce,
I was about to
Bruce
say.
Kulick? Shush. I'm doing the Midnight Till Dawn here. I'm like Kiss is one of my favorite bands.
I like Kiss as well, but I don't like to when Hilda found out I'd stuck my crotch into the face of some intern.
Rollo,
my wife has threatened to cut off my Johnson.
Good.
Whatever that means.
Whatever your Johnson is. If there's a brand new South Park with, have you seen it? With, it's a guy called, brand new South Park. I watched it today. I forget. Who's the American president's name? I forget his name.
Donald Trump, for God's sake.
Yeah. So they were taking the piss out of him today. Let's have a little.
He's not happy. Yeah, we have to send it to Joe.
Oh, the whole White House. Go out of their way to say that there has been. And you, Matt and Trey.
No way.
Matt
Stone
and Trey Parker. No way.
Matt Stone.
I watched, and you see Trump. I'll send. It won't work on radio.
He's sleeping with Satan, with Lucifer.
I know. Yeah. It was boring. It was boring.
That show is.
They're pissed off. You know what they're pissed off about? It was because the merger of Paramount and fucking what's it called?
Disney.
No, it's not a Disney. It's not Disney. It's Amazon.
Paramount and who?
Fuck, I'm gonna have to look it up. But look, at the end of the day,
who really has the power?
Who really has the power in this? I'm not sure.
But Rollo, when are we coming to your house for your housewarming?
Oh, my man cave. It's not
your
a
man
house.
Cave.
I call it a man cave. Yeah.
Joel and Joel.
That's all we need.
And if Golden Skidmark ever decides to come fly back to Sydney.
He's allowed to. Would you believe it? Yep. The seagull.
We played it last week.
I'll hear it every time.
Did we play it last week?
I swear to God.
Yeah, we did.
Let's hear it again.
No, I love it. So, like, not this coming week, but next week, Rollo.
Yes.
Okay, it sounds good. It suits me.
All right. Okay. So let's pick a song to go out with then if we're going out with just yet.
Can I have a song then?
We just had a song. What are you talking about?
We just played Kiss.
I know. It is a long way down, but can I have another
Schwab says it. No.
But it's called Truth Meets Conversation, not Truth Meets Megamix.
I know. If I'm going to let you guys stay here for free.
Rollo.
Oh, now you've... Oh, my God. Now, if I'm going to let you stay here for free, do you normally charge your guests?
I want.
Yeah, he would. He would.
That's it.
Yes, he would. Rollo. You.
It's not... I don't want Iron Man. I want... War pigs. A little bit of war pigs.
We have not
played any war pigs.
You can have war pigs at the end.
Can I have a little bit of war pigs? Can you do it for me? And you I will it's open bar. And open. There we go.
There's a little bit, there you go.
A little bit more.
Jollo nailed you.
Yeah, no, good.
Not in that way.
But I'll open the bar if he gives us a little bit more picks.
Yeah, but Rollo, I don't drink vodka. Well, I used to, but so, I can't do that. I cannot drink vodka.
I'll be having. You got to get pale ale on tap, and then buy me cigarettes. and then donate to Truth.
Well, yeah, seriously. Are you back on the cigarettes, are you?
No. I would like to be.
Well, I am.
No, I can't. I can't vape anymore. You can't buy the fucking stuff. It's all illegal.
Jollo. I've just bought last week. I spoke to my son who was vaping all the time, and he couldn't get one. And I spoke to one client. And he said, I just go up to this particular shop in Port Macquarie, and there, I walked in there, Indian guy behind the counter, and I said, can I get a blackcurrant and, what was it, blackcurrant ice or whatever they call it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, no worries, man, $40, yeah. Boom.
Now, there are, okay, so there are plenty of illegal under-the-counter things still going on. Mm-hmm. I don't like those products because they're disposables. You got a plastic case and a battery and an atomizer and you just throw it in the bin and they're overcharging. I was always very economical. I had my own mod and battery and atomizer and everything. That it was like a reusable one that I cleaned and maintained.
Yep.
All I had to do was buy the juice. So it cost me a lot less than $40 per device. And like I was just buying big bottles of juice and that's all I had to pay for. So on principle, because you can't get the juice and everything, I'm not going to go to black market and buy their overpriced disposables. I don't agree with disposables. Disposables are kind of what ruined vaping for everyone else who was doing it as a hobby with their devices. If I'm going to do black market, I'll just buy black market smokes, which are plentiful here in Lithgow.
Yeah, yes they are. And look, in New Zealand, as I've said the last three or four shows since I've come back from Wellington, every third or fourth shop in Wellington was selling vapes and the highest magnitude. Like they had anything you wanted was available for $10 or $12 per, that's the disposable. The other vape juice, that's everywhere as well. And these are upmarket.
I used to buy my stuff from Vaporize in New Zealand. They're really good.
Yeah, exactly. Good company. Vaporize.
I never got used to it. Remember, I was trying to do it. I know how to smoke a cigarette. I just never.
Well, yes, you do.
Worked the vape thing. But anyway, it's all good. Look.
And why not?
At the end of the day. It's probably healthier for both of you. I haven't smoked a cigarette since I went to my last meeting that I have to go to.
Yeah, I know, you find homeless people on the side of the road that you would just go and hang out with.
No, I'm forced. Homeless. Forced. Homeless. It's funny that you should say that. These people, they just... They're all smokers.
Look, Rollo, there is more smokers at the moment than I've ever seen anywhere. If you go and stand in the city and the winner is...
You two, when you're here in my man cave,
The winner is Cindy. No.
All right. All right, play South End. The winner is.
No, we just know Roller. He just played the grab from it.
No. But
he wants the whole song.
That's there, old, mate. That 1990. Yeah, I won. Yeah, do you even remember it? I know the song you're talking about.
But
yeah, yeah. With Alan Jones. Alan Jones says, "The winner, the pandemonium's here."
The pandemonium's here. We've already played.
Yeah, that's Alan Jones. That's Alan Jones.
I know.
Where is Alan Jones at the moment?
He's in court.
I think he's in court.
Still.
No, he's not. In court.
Okay. Yeah, he's free.
What did he do? What did he do?
He groped
what?
Two people.
Apparently. What? A couple of 18-year-old men.
So Klaus Schwab and Alan Jones are now in the same amount of trouble with each other. Seriously,
what's wrong with grabbing 18-year-old men?
I thought it was going to be a Trump quote then.
What's wrong with grabbing
18-year-old men? Here we go.
We're not hearing that stupid fucking song.
Oh.
I was trying to find a meme for Rick about furniture.
We will, I think that it'd be a great weekend if Jollo can turn up at the same time.
Like I said, we'll have to have a sideline and arrange that. But yeah, I'm on leave. My leave snuck up on me. I asked Rosters the other day, am I doing earlies or lates next fortnight? And they're like, you're on leave. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I was on leave. So I will be off work. I would like to do one thing in my leave instead of just get drunk at home every day. So it'd be good to have one thing on the tick.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I want to do something with I want Lynn Ertel to be on a Truth Meets show. Not this one, that's for sure. But
your one.
Yeah. I want to do, and I've sent some music off. Fantastic. I've got this awesome music I've found on my Apple Music, and I sent it to Medi. Meditating is a habit. And I said, we've got to work on this one. And he's really rapt that he's got a project. So there'll be some amazing, but it's got to be a completely separate idea of a show, which I think will be a good show. It'll be literally talking about anything without any one saying I don't believe in it. And I reckon it'll be a great conversation piece in the future, guaranteed. And Maddie's working on it right now, but when I send in the rest of the grabs of what I want to hear. But it will be a thing in the next, maybe in a month's time, 6 weeks' time. A show just on a conspiracy show, basically.
So what, are you doing a separate, another show?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I just think that this music's so good. I just like to have someone to talk to that's going to just go open up.
I just turned it to you, Bella. There you go. Please play it.
Okay. No. Sorry. I just phased out, Rick. Sorry. So you're starting a show with Lynn Ertel, you said? Is that what's going on?
A regular show with different guests.
Right.
She's one.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of others.
So Be Told is like monologues. Well, you could expand because sometimes you come on and you talk with Martha and that, which is good. So
if he turns up, you know, and there's nothing organized. It just either happens or it doesn't happen. Now, I want to do a show. I've got an idea that I want to expound on.
Expound it. Already.
Expound it.
I'm just being.
You're just vodka.
I just sent something to Bella.
Yeah, the same song. And you're acting like you haven't said anything new. You just keep sending the song.
And we're going to ignore that.
Right.
I just saw in your messages too. You got that Javier Bardem fucking ridiculous haircut thing. I love that Family Guy clip with his haircut. Let me have a look. I'd play that.
Oh, oh, what was that where he walks in and you feel nervous, right? Can you pretend you're? Well, I'll be the cashier, and they go,
Well, you gotta pull it.
Everything.
What do you mean?
Long in the short places, short in the long places. It should be from both the future and the past. Something a child would do to a doll.
From the future and from the past. That's so hilarious. True.
It's funny.
See, this reminds me of, like, you know, what's it called? Rick and Roller.
You're listening to Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller. Yeah.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
On Law's off because he got better ratings.
The Rollo Drunk Show featuring Rick and Noise Level.
Yeah. Back in the day, back in 1988, I just moved to Sydney. And I loved listening to
Doug Murray
on Double J, then he went to Triple M, huge massive sum of money. Him and Andrew Denton and Andrew Denton came up afterwards, but
Doug Mulray shows from probably 83 to 80. To
Doug Mulray just cheered me up, like when I was like,
Uncle Doug.
You're driving through the streets of Sydney, and you go on, oh my God, okay. I had to, because I was working at Crow's Nest for Westpac at the time. Yeah, I was just perfect job. Right there at the Crow's Nest corner. Do you guys know?
Where you could walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a wine bar.
Like, seriously, I told you. Yeah, there's a wine bar. And what about where I walked up to, and there was a band playing there. And it was the Angels.
Yeah. What was it called? It was called the Crow's Nest.
Yeah. I walked in and fuck me, it's the Angels.
Yeah, no, that was what was it called? It's a famous iconic bar in Crow's Nest,
and they were practicing. They were practicing because they had a gig coming up or something.
Yeah, I used to see the thing because not far from my father's place and. Sydney,
there's
a pub still going to this day, and I'm good friends with the owner of it, called the Bridge Hotel. You can go there. I swear to God, you would think you were in 1985 any night of the week, because they have that band, like bands like the Screaming Jets and the Angels, blah, blah, blah. They're always playing them, they've got a guy that actually does a sign writing at the front of pubs that's gone now. Back in the old days, you'd walk past any bar and there'd be this sign writing coming up next week, Screaming Jets or whatever the name of the band was.
The Screaming Jets guy,
Dave.
Look, there's his a
show,
Dave.
His show's awesome. His Triple M show is well worth listening to.
He punched me in the face. Not really punched me that hard.
With good reason.
Sydney University. That's right. Stealing plectrums and that.
Not Sydney University.
Before I got punched, it was what's the tattoo on his it's a yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I decided I'll get him back. And there was a pub in Newcastle and he was doing the crowd surfing and I pulled him down.
Remember
me, cunt, and Dave.
Are you still drinking vodka?
Dave
Robert?
Didn't mind.
Are you still drinking vodka? How much vodka have you got there?
I don't know. Do you want me to? I'd say half a litre.
Half a litre? Gee.
Is that okay? Look.
I'm not going to be around for much longer because I have no sleep.
Let's talk about, okay. There's a band coming to Newcastle soon. It's called Transvision Band. I Want Your Love. Can we have a little bit of I Want Your Love? Your Love.
Wendy James.
Yes.
Yeah. She was extraordinarily good looking. Now she's aged appropriately.
With her pink dress and her pink lips.
Lips and blonde hair. And looking bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Good song.
It was the biggest hit, other than If Looks Could Kill. If Looks Could Kill.
I used to watch all of those shows at you again. Rollo,
yeah.
back in the 80s, you had Sounds with Donnie Sutherland.
Is he still with us?
No. It's a miracle. No, he'd be gone.
Let's have a look.
Donnie Sutherland. No, he'd have to be dead.
I remember Sounds.
Molly Meldrum's Countdown. And what else?
I remember, I'll tell you,
a great one. SBS had a show with Basha Bukowski, Basha Bukowski, called Sounds, it was a music show on SBS. ABC had Beatbox, which was actually did have.
Oh, Beatbox, box, 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 box. Who was the drummer?
No, that's Rage. That's Rage you're talking about with the drummer from the Midnight
Beatbox,
Oil.
Beatbox was
Andrew Denton was, that was his very first job, I would say, was Beatbox. Great show, early Saturday morning. And they went around and just interviewing people and getting people just to say stuff. You know, it was like early version of YouTube. We had just had people going around talking to people and they'd have a common subject. And it was fantastic, though. There was so much way better shows back in the day.
I agree. Yeah, but I would say if looks... it's I Want Your Love. I Want Your Love.
I'm here. You're just playing that. You're not going out with that.
No.
We'll just play it. We'll just play it. Do you play it? Just follow me. There we go.
Cocaine.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you know how much I love you? I'm so drug fucked tonight. Sort a few fucking lines of coke. For fuck's sake. Oh man, I've done so much coke tonight. Too much coke. I'm not talking sober. I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. Do you know how much I love you? I love you. Is he circumcised? You did a good spanking. Open up your bum. It looks like a dick going towards an arsehole to me. I've had his switch and lines and everything tonight.
Brilliant from Jack.
And from don't forget. Sorry, took over you, Rick. They will be here at $99 a ticket.
Really?
The King's Hotel. King's
$99 to go and see
dollars
an old,
a ticket.
A 60-year-old blonde.
How awesome was that song? I saw them at the Queanbeyan in Canberra. Yeah, Queanbeyan. Yeah. If looks could kill, I would never look at you again. And I love that song too, as well. She has lived a hard life, I would imagine, because...
No, she's just a normal woman that just looks like
aged appropriately. Yes, exactly.
Aged appropriately. She looks
Thank you,
Bella,
for playing that.
Actually, Rolla, I think tonight when we go out, I'm going to send Jollo a song. And you're going to love it because it's actually Wendy Richard, not James.
Wendy singing. Richard from that the long-headed one. No, long-legged Richard, one. Yeah, long-legged. Yeah,
from Are You Being
Served? Long-headed, yes.
She came out in 1963. She talks through the song, but you'll love it because it's Wendy Richard in her prime. And they last night, as I was driving home, this particular station.
Wendy Richard in her prime was it was in a TV show called
ABC.
It was the brother
way before that. I'll send it to Joel.
Yeah.
It's called Little Doll, and it was Wayne or something. No, Mike Sarn. So hang on, Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to Joel, but you're going to hear Wendy
when she
was
Richards.
Very. Here we go.
Mm.
Boom, I just Googled it, and it went straight into what I wanted to play.
All right. That's very cool.
No. We're not going to play it. Well, when we go.
Oh yeah, when she was on Are You Being Served?
Yeah, no.
Are you free? And she really didn't have that much to say because Molly Sugden had taken all the and then John Inman, wasn't he?
John Inman was playing what's his name?
He took it all you know when it came to chewing. And then who was they're all dead now.
Rollo, you're 100% correct. Yep.
Mm.
But this song was a huge. No, we're not going to play. No. Like when we go tonight. When we go.
Well, I'm sitting on my couch, and you know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking
of me.
I can think of you dressed up as John Inman going, I'm free.
No, when we go, this was a huge hit in probably Australia.
Did you know that they tried to bring that show to Australia?
They did.
And the guy that they, Mr. Humphrey, was. I met him. He was sort of a comedian. He tried his best. But he came here, so
no,
they
no,
didn't.
Rollo.
They, yeah.
We're talking about a massive, like, all those people we're talking about all the time on our Rollo Nostalgia Hour. They were massive. Like Wendy Richards. So Wendy Richards played Miss Brahms, and
so her name was Wendy Richard. You can't put an S on the end of
it. Yeah, I know. But there's Cliff Richard and
yes. Let's do that every time. Keith Richards. People.
Denise Richards.
So Keith Richards changed his name so he wasn't mistaken for Cliff Richard. So there was a big
there. There you go.
That's true.
Every name that was pluralized that wasn't.
But so Cliff and Keith were complete pole opposites. There's Keith Richards on drugs and a Satanist, and Cliff raving homosexual. I'm sorry to say that.
Is Cliff Richards still with us?
Yes, he is, and he's coming to Australia and playing concerts soon. Can you believe it? And he's like,
can we hear? Let's ask.
No. Rollo, shut up.
Living doll.
No, please.
Living doll.
Last night, my favourite volunteer radio station. Played the Young Ones with Cliff Richard, Living Doll song.
That's it.
Which is actually really funny, but we don't want to play that. We do not want to hear that.
Not the mid 80s version with the comedians. No, with Rick Mayall and Vivian.
Before I go, is it Vivian? No, it was the character.
Vivian. Well, Vivian, that's a girl's name. I know, but it's a...
Yeah, no, that was a character name.
But anyway, he had staple lines.
Tell you, before I go, the thing that disgusts me the most about this job that I'm not doing anymore...
Okay.
They throw out all this... You know, say you go, I've got a whole lot of stuff in my house. I'll take it down to this op shop. Little do they know, the op shop... Rollo, shut up. The op shop is going, oh, it's got dust on it. We don't want it. We don't want this. We don't want that. And they throw it in their rubbish bin. And the other day I opened up the rubbish bin to put their rubbish in. There was about 15 to 20 old 1960s 45s in their rubbish bin. And I grabbed them out straight away. As soon as I saw them, I went, boom,
Rick.
Put them in my hand.
I live here in Cardiff.
We've already talked about it. But I'm saying
I'm just saying you'll be a millionaire. You'll be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Now, I grabbed out 15 to 20 old 45s. Cliff Richard, Shadows, Judy, Do You Love Me by John something or other. I've got them all right now. In my house, they threw them out. This is evidence of the past and things that we should be keeping. Like I'm telling you, Rollo, they're in the original
Rick,
plastic covers.
We live in a world of TikTok.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But what are you going to do? You, me, and Belisette are relics of the past.
Yeah, but Jolo is way younger. He's like 20. Is he 20 years younger?
But he's still appreciates our company, obviously.
Yeah, and why not?
What are we going out with? What are we going out with, you old
Mike Sarn with Wendy Richards come outside.
You're ready to go out. You just let me know when you want me to play it, and you can say goodbye.
Okay, yeah. No, we'll keep. I'll wind it up. Like, actually, to be honest, I need to go to bed because.
Stop crying, you old puff. You know
I'm tired too. I didn't get much sleep last night either.
Well, I haven't started crying at the
Well, there you go.
I've just found
because I could hear Velo. He wants to go out. Rick and Rollo.
Come back.
Rick and Rollo.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And we're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 41. On the 2nd of August, 2025, be told. And then back to the host, Rulu. Are you there?
Fucking faggots!
Fucking faggots!
Remember? There we go.
Fucking faggots!
He's just an elderly, old continuity advisor, and we brought him in to do our show, and you scream that at him. Rollo, how dare you? He might go out and kill himself if you go and say things like that.
I've got a soundproof. My man cave is actually soundproof, so I can actually say that at the top of my voice.
Yeah, Rollo, your voice is way louder than normal. Way louder than normal.
Really?
Oh, it is for sure.
Do you think I'll have cops here? Because I just said.
Eventually, you will.
Fucking faggot. Well, good luck to them. and again, I'll hold my talk. Well done, Mello.
If I got kicked out and walked the streets, you know, I'd find someone, and you know what they would do? They'd give me some cocaine.
I don't believe in the authorities. I don't believe in any authority. When a policeman pulls me over, I say, I don't believe in your authority. Next thing you know, you wake up naked.
I can't talk too loud because my wife hates me. I have to whisper.
It sounds like Bella Schwab at the moment.
No, it's awesome. It is. But you heard my voice there. And you hear.
It's too loud.
The only good cop. The only good cop is a dead cop. I've actually chilled on that now. You know, I just if you have to you know, wear that blue uniform.
When I watched that thing about the American cops the other day, I turned into you 100 million percent. I was like, you fucking pigs, how dare you do what you did? And look, I just think the whole internet is just designed to get you upset and angry about stuff that you have got no control over.
A little bit.
No control over. No, for sure.
When you put a finger in your butthole, when you have not given permission, I find that disagreeable.
Wrong.
But when
how
I was
many, angry, how many, when, how many,
when, hey, when,
Rollo, how many look, fingers do they stick up there? How many on, fingers do they stick up there?
Sure, listen. When Rick Astley, right? When never gonna give you up, never let you down. If we could hear that song, because that brings back good memories to me. Thank you. Yeah. Seriously, I had two fingers up my butthole at that time. And it just, that's good memories because
I was asking for it.
Well, you did. You told them that you had a hold of cocaine.
No.
You told the cops that, and that's why they searched you, because you were.
Always time for lubricant. Oh, yeah, that was Evolution, wasn't it? That was, I remember that guy. There's always time for lubricant. Yeah, but nah.
Yeah. So we played it
last week. That was classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Are we going to go out with
Little Doll by Mike Sarn, who became a film producer later in life. And it's got Wendy Richard, very young and very sexy. Sound.
You see me come outside.
Come outside, yeah. That's one. Yeah.
Is it going to be an after show, Velo?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
hang around. I'll hang around for an after show.
Yeah. Yep.
You should get the bot out and do a music show on your own. Be like the old days.
Oh, me.
Please.
Oh,
do not,
me.
God. Do not ask for that.
Good show, guys. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I was gonna do Donald.
We've been jiving all night long. Little doll, got a feeling something's wrong. They ain't right to wanna keep on dancing. There won't be any time left for romancing. Come outside. There's a lovely moon out there. Come outside. While we got time to spare. Little doll, it seems ages since we kissed. Little doll, think of all the fun we've missed. 'Cause it ain't right to wanna keep on dancing. There won't be any time left for romancing. Come outside.
What's the rush?
There's a lovely moon out there.
It's cold outside.
Come outside.
Why?
Come outside.
You do keep on.
While we got time to spare.
Oh, what another twist.
Now I went and promised your old man that we'd be home about half past ten. Seems we got just one more jive, then we'll be starting home again. Come outside.
Get lost.
Come outside.
Go and ask Lil.
There's a lovely moon out there.
Go off, people.
Come outside.
Give over.
Oh, come outside.
Belt up.
While we got time to spare.
Why don't you listen to the beat?
Little doll, I know the band ain't bad. Little doll, I'm a getting kind of mad. 'Cause it ain't right to wanna keep on dancing. There won't be any time left for romancing. Come outside.
Lay off.
Come outside. Come outside.
All right.
Come outside.
Not for too long.
While we got time for a bit of slap and tickle,
I'll slap and tickle you in a minute.
Yeah. Snow, darling.
Don't be shy.
Rest in peace, Wendy Richard. Wendy. Wendy Richard. Oh, man.